The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Gadgets are playing more of an important part in our lives. Many people pay a lot of money for a new smartphone, and therefore they often think of insurance as well, and is it important to have it? So what do you need to do before you accept a care package or invest in one of those insurance policies unilaterally yourself? Well, I'm joined by Eoin Clark, the CEO of Switcher.ie. Eoin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, some of these phones, I mean, if you are not attached to some sort of contract where you're effectively paying for the phone by the month, if you just go in and buy a phone, you will normally be offered some sort of policy by the salesperson. What's involved there? I mean, what do they cover?
Typically you're looking at buying devices like smartphones, iPads, tablets, laptops. What's really popular at the moment is like wearable devices like watches. I mean, these can typically cost anything up to, you know, €1,000. Policies might cost between 5 and 10 euro. But a study by the ESRI
that's
on behalf
five
of
or
Central
10
Bank,
euro. Hang on, be clear. 5 or 10 euro a month.
Per month, yes. And a study by the ESRI on behalf of the central bank found that people feel pressure at the sales counter due to emotional and situational factors. In other words, the stress of being asked to make a very quick decision on something can prompt us to make the wrong decision or a decision that's not in our best interest. So, the things that you need to look out for is, do you have an existing policy already? I mean, that could be the case. The central bank also found that 1 in 5 people had existing policies that they never cancelled. So it estimated that around 100,000 people could be paying about €100 a year on insurance for devices that they no longer use. So
let's slow down a bit, Eoin, because I want to tease this out for people who are listening and who may have. They got the iPhone 8, for example, and they insured that at the time, and it's just rolling over because it's a direct debit. And then they actually trade in their iPhone 8 or whatever, and they now have an iPhone 12, and they haven't transferred the insurance from the iPhone 8 to the 12, but they imagine they're insured because a smartphone is a smartphone. But it's not. The iPhone 8 is insured. Even if it's in a bottom drawer, it's insured. But your brand new iPhone 12 is not.
Yes, you need to register the new handset. If you're moving that handset to your existing policy, you'll need to contact your policy provider, your insurance provider, and let them know that you've got a new phone and cancel the old phone. So that is a potential pitfall. And that's certainly, again, it's becoming more common now that consumers are being offered policies at point of sale when they're in store. So if you feel under pressure to take a policy and they're quoting a price for you, and again, the central bank found that there was a lack of transparency when it came to things like explaining what the actual cost was, cooling off periods, how you cancel your contract, and more importantly, what's covered, because there are some policies out there that don't cover things like cracked screens or water damage, which are probably two of the most common accidents that could happen to your phone. So you really need to take care when you're looking at a policy that you're taking out. But other advice is to look through your statements and see what policies you're paying at the moment, and if there are policies that you're paying for a particular device. And again, you know, we're talking specifically about handsets and smartphones, but it can be a range of products, and it can be anything from a tablet, as I said, to GoPros, for example, which are very popular now, Kindles, sat-navs. There's a range of products that can be covered, but you really need to check what you're paying for at the moment and cancel any old policies that you would have for sure. Yeah. And also check whether or not your home insurance covers some of these items, and whether or not you would want to claim from your home insurance, because it might drive up the cost of the policy, or the excess may be too much. Mm-hmm. So there's no point in, there are different policies out there and you do need to shop around. So there will be policies with very high excess but a low monthly cost, and then the reverse. So there's no point in taking out a policy that has high excess and is nearly the cost of the device. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the texts coming in from our News Talk listeners. Ashling and Cabra says, you never needed insurance for the Nokia 3210. Bring back proper phones. Yeah, they didn't break down. They didn't break. The screens didn't smash as readily. Another one, I identify with your guest talking about feeling pressure at the till. I tell myself I can cancel later, so what harm? But then I never cancel. It's such a waste, says Brian in Meath. Now, one of the things I've experienced myself buying a smart tracker, a fitness tracker and so on, you're offered an extended warranty, you know, for 2 years or whatever, say at Harvey Norman. And no matter, they say, no matter what happens, just bring it back to us if it's in the period of warranty and we'll replace it. We'll fix it or replace it, but normally they just replace it. And indeed, I did have to do it. And I thought, this is a fantastic service. But that's kind of different to gadget insurance, isn't it?
There's two elements to that. I was in a similar situation myself where I bought a wearable device, and the package that I was offered was the first year covered things like theft, damage, and the second year covered like a warranty if there was a software breakdown or it, there was a problem with the actual watch. So again, it's just the emphasis is on making sure you understand at that point of contact when you're buying the product, and don't feel that pressure to purchase on the spot. You can always do your research when you get home, or ask for the information to take it home that you read it, and then take out a policy afterwards, and know that you have a cooling off period as well of 14 days that you can cancel this if you feel under pressure.
Yeah, the convenience though of doing it at the till, you can understand why the pressure would be there, but also, you know, will you bother to insure it when you get home if you don't do it at the time? But here's the issue. Is it clear from these policies what actually is covered? Because insurance policies can be very complicated things, whether it's holiday insurance or even motor insurance, although I think the motor industry has got its act together because they have so many customers and it's obligatory and all the rest of it. You tend to know you're covered for third party, fire, theft, blah, 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 and any exclusions or additions like glass breakage and windscreen breakage and so on. So that's clearer. But a lot of insurance policies are very dense, and you might find you're making a claim and suddenly it turns out you're not covered. So how clearly are they written?
The central bank's research, when they carried out the review of sale of gadget insurance, what they uncovered was the market was less than transparent, and there was a surprising number of consumers had policies that they weren't aware of. The good news for consumers is that around 90% of the cases among the providers examined, the claims were honoured when something went wrong. But it found that inadequate information had been provided to consumers at the point of sale.
Yeah.
The overall price wasn't presented clearly, and attention was not given to whether or not consumers may have an existing policy or they're paying out for a policy that they wouldn't use.
This is not necessarily what switcher.ie would be doing, but it would appear to me that if you look at the customer base for smart devices, you're looking at everyone from, you know, the parents of young kids, fair enough, but from teenagers up, they make their own decisions, and often they spend their own money that they've saved up for a particular device, whether it's a gaming device or a tablet. And it appears to me, since you always hear in these ads, you know, regulated by the central bank, blah, 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 the central bank has a job here. And they should be specifying that a 14-year-old, a normally educated 14-year-old, should be able to understand the policy. That seems to me to be a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, there has always been, I think, an ongoing issue with being able to understand terms and conditions. I mean, there was an interesting article a number of years ago. If you buy Apple products and you select terms and conditions to proceed, the terms and conditions are quite lengthy, and I think 1% of people read them and they just click the box and move forward. So nobody likes reading terms and conditions. They're not particularly easy to read, but the things that you would need to look out for is, you know, how, you know, if you want to cancel the contract, is there, you know, 1 month's notice, which in some cases there is. And more importantly, what is covered? As
what
I say,
is covered?
if you take out a policy and you find out then after the event, and don't be afraid to interrogate. And I mean, the central bank has backed this up to say, interrogate the seller or the broker involved in the gadget insurance transaction. If you're not sure, stop and ask the questions and make sure you ask the relevant questions. And one of those is what is covered. So is it water damage? Is it a cracked screen?
But you know the way people have boxes to tick and so on. And, you know, rules came in about you have to opt into things rather than opt out of things. And Donald Trump has got himself in trouble in the United States because he was taking money from so-called fans because they had to untick a box for him to stop taking the money for fundraising purposes. But it seems to me that the central bank should order the insurance companies to lay out very clearly what's not covered. That'd make life very simple. So, you know, all the predictable things that you would imagine should be covered are covered. But then they tell you, if you drop it in the loo, it's not covered. Or if you do this, or, you know, if your horse eats your phone and poos it out, you know, it's not covered. Whatever it might be. But that would be the easier thing, and all of us could understand it. Anyway, some of the comments coming in from Newstalk listeners. There's a new slew of fish in the barrel pricing these days. Replacement car keys, hard drive recovery, phone repair, legal fees, all aimed at screwing the vulnerable customer. Another one, I took out insurance on my phone. I had it for 7 years. I paid insurance all the time. I lost my phone, and the insurance company replaced my phone with a second-hand phone that was faulty. Because I stopped the insurance then, they refused to discuss it afterwards. Beware that some will not replace with a new phone. That's from Vera. Again, a lot of household policies have a new for old. If your old telly goes on the blink, falls over or gets smashed or whatever it might be, they replace it with a brand new telly. That's written in the policy. Another one, modern tech breaks too easily or else it needs a subscription. You just can't buy something and own it anymore. Or if you do buy it, it's so slimsy you need insurance. Companies have worked out ways to keep the customers on hook for life. Owen Clark, the CEO of Switcher.ie, thank you very much for joining us.